Good evening, everyone. This is National Finance Committee meeting, for the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for September 20th, 2022. We believe we have quorum, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena. Chris Corey.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Did Elizabeth Von Gunten answer?
Yes, yes. I'm here.
Yes, okay. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Julia Kennard. Julia Kennard. Okay. R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
James McFadden.
Here, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Howdy, y'all. I'm here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, that's nine, and that's a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you, R. Paul.
Excuse me, is Stephanie here? Stephanie on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm not a voting member, though, of the committee.
Right, but we still announce who's on the call. And I was curious, you know, so I wouldn't badmouth you in public not knowing you're on. I'm just kidding.
I know.
I wonder if someone might be willing to give Julia a call, maybe Julie. She did mention that she was going to take a little rest. We may need to wake her up. Okay. So, continuing on, we're going to move now to the agenda. The agenda tonight is simple, and it should go quickly. We have number one, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. Number five, minutes for 3 minutes. Number six, executive director's report, 10 minutes. Number seven, chief financial officer's report, 5 minutes. Number eight, national office budget and the central services formula for 5 minutes. Number nine, NDA and electronic transmission consent forms for 5 minutes. Number 10, adjourn to executive session at 9:15 p.m., which is now only 30 minutes away. Is there any, are there any additions, any discussion of the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider that. Oh, are there any objections? Okay, that's adopted. Now we'll go to minutes. R. Paul, I understand we have some minutes. Oh, chair's announcements.
Yeah.
Chair's announcements is just tonight. We're going to have reports from the ED and the CFO if we if we get her out of her nap. R. Paul, minutes?
I have no public minutes at this time.
Okay, we'll do that in the executive session. Understood. Okay, now we go to the executive director's report. Stephanie, thank you.
Yes, I will make this short and sweet so we can get into our closed session. Just to kind of give everybody an update, the National Program Committee is meeting tomorrow evening. The National Board has been directed to attend that as well so we can get as many ideas and viewpoints as we can, and they're meeting tomorrow to plan a national The National Program Committee is meeting tomorrow so they can plan a program focusing on political prisoners. And the plan is to turn this program into a national program, which will air on October 4th. On both all the Pacifica stations and also all the affiliate stations, and we will be turning that into a national fund drive as well. So right now, the tentative title of the program is Political Prisoners in the United States. We're hoping that with enough input and brainstorming with everybody on the committee call tomorrow, that we can kind of get direction as to how it will be produced, how many in the series that we will do, who will produce it, that kind of thing. But what we're hoping to do is to use this as a starting point to create multiple programs, preferably once a month, twice a month, that are focusing on that will be available and will be greatly encouraged to be aired on all of the stations and the affiliate stations with Pacifica Foundation branding that can serve as a national program and will serve also as national fundraising. Moving forward with the employee hour reductions, I am meeting with SAG-AFTRA union reps next week to discuss contract modifications and further discussions with some of those reductions in hours. And so hopefully that will enable us to implement some of those changes as soon as possible before we have to move into another pay period and incur some of those additional costs. As per approved by a PNB motion as well, I met for discussions with a signal broker yesterday just so we can get some information and educate everyone on valuation reports and population counts for our signals, just so we can, again, kind of get a better idea of the value of any of these, and hopefully that we won't have to move into that direction, but at least we will be educating ourselves of what that actually means. Anybody have any questions?
I have a question, Stephanie.
I have a question too. So,
go ahead, Kim.
So they're planning on having this program completed October 4th, and they're going to interrupt the station's own station fund drive to do this? Is that what the plan is?
That's what the plan is, and these are kind of things that we've tried to figure out in doing a national fund drive that's running at the same time as the local fund drives. And so since so many of the stations are in an urgent need to increase the length of the time of their fund drives, to extend the length of their fund drives, to start them at an earlier time, there really isn't an opportunity where there isn't a fund drive going on, unfortunately, where we can interrupt it or put in a national fund drive. So what's going to happen is the programming committee is, and I'm sure they'll discuss the logistics of that tomorrow night, is to figure out at what points during the day they'll be able to put that in, and with enough, the scripting is going to have to be quite important so people understand that this is a national fund drive when they're probably being surrounded by local fund drive programming. So, yeah.
And the money goes to the NO?
Correct.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Beth, with a request.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that we'll have some actual current information on the value of our signals and signal areas. I would like to request that when you present that information, I think you said tomorrow, whenever it is, that you provide it also in writing. I appreciate the oral presentations, but to make it stick and to be sure I get it accurately and can represent it accurately elsewhere, it makes all the difference to have it in writing. Thank you.
Yes, of course. And I just met with the person yesterday, so nothing has even been started yet. We haven't even agreed. You know, we haven't signed any contracts. No money has exchanged hands, because I also need to do my due diligence and talk to some other brokers as well before determining what broker to work with. So once they do the valuation and the population counts, we will have a very lengthy written report from the broker that will be sent and presented to the board.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I have one quick question, Stephanie. You mentioned appraisals on the signals, evaluation on the signals. Do you want to say anything about the buildings?
The thing with brokers is that I can deal with one broker and they can do all of our signals. But with appraisals for the buildings, I have to work locally to try to find a realtor in each individual city. So I have started that search and have taken and asking for recommendations from individuals at each of the sites. But it's so that's in progress. I just need to find real estate agents in each town.
And a quick follow-up, if I may, on that. If we find out the buildings are worth more than we thought they were, could that possibly expand our credit availability?
I think that getting an updated appraisal of all of our buildings will help us in multiple ways. So how we will use that once we have an updated appraisal will, you know, be a point of further discussion. I'm sure it will, but I'm sure it will also, you know, it will help us in more ways than just, oh, let's sell this building.
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to pin you down as to how you were going to use it. I just wanted to ask, you know, is that also a possible use of it to expand our credit, perhaps our credit line with FJC or with other possible outlets?
I would believe so, yes.
Good. Okay. Any other questions for Stephanie? Hearing none, is there anything else you wanted to add, Stephanie, at this point?
No, thank you.
Okay. Do we have Julia yet?
This is Julie, and we don't have Julia. She's trying to get some closeout work done, so she thought that was a better use of her time right now. So.
Okay. Well, why don't we'll skip over her report then, and if she arrives later, perhaps we can.
Could I have a question?
Yes, our Paul.
We have the financials through July 31st. Can we let that out to the public yet?
I don't remember if she was planning to make any corrections or additions. I think there was something about we were going to there was some adjustments that needed to be made. Was that not the case?
I believe that there might have been some adjustments, but I'm not too sure if those. I think we were still working on attempting to get some of the reconciliations in line with one of the stations.
Yes, I think that's correct.
And that's probably why we haven't completely done August yet. So I don't believe that they will show up in July, but they would show up in August.
But I think the question was about can we release the July financials, and perhaps the answer would be let's wait and see and hear from Julia on that.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay. Let's go to the National Office Budget and the Central Services Formula. I shortened this significantly so that we could get to our executive session. Stephanie, I think you had a short comment to make about that.
Yes, as we move forward trying to put together the fiscal year 23 national office budget, the expenses are fairly simple to get those down, but what we're waiting for is the final formulation of how we're going to determine central services, so then I can figure out what the revenue will be and adjust the expenses accordingly based on that.
Got it. Okay. Anything, any questions? Anything else, Stephanie?
No, thank you.
Okay, good. Let's go to number 9 then. This is NDA and electronic transmission consent forms. Gotten some of them, not all of them. Hopefully we can, even for those who have signed ones in the past or people who need to make, you know, line through corrections, if you can line through an initial the corrections, I hope we can get them all going forward. We're going to need them more than ever soon. So that's all I have to say about that. And that actually, unless there's any other new business or anybody has anything else to add or bring out at this time, I think we could now actually go ahead and adjourn early to our executive session. Hearing none, why don't we go ahead and do that?